Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to Victory, the podcast. I'm Doug Allen.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Connolly.
I mean, there's a plume of smoke. It's becoming insane over here.
Dillon has
a
beard.
The fire alarms are going to go off.
Dillon, why do you have a beard, bro? What's happening?
I'll just let it grow. I'm a day trader.
I mean, listen.
I don't leave my house.
I think it looks great. I think it gives you a rugged. I mean, I think it might be good for.
Did it look rugged before?
You looked ruggedish. What's wrong, Doug? Oh, come on.
This smoke
that bad.
It's not even smoke.
You're locking me in a square room with smoke.
It's not real smoke.
Oh, it's a vapor.
It's a vape.
I didn't even know vape came out like
this. Is there THC in there?
Yes, that's just
we're all going to get contact. I'm high already.
Oh, we're hotboxing. Am I hotboxing you guys?
By the way, the funniest thing is I did say a month
By the way,
ago?
People are now saying to me, hey, you smoke weed a lot. But go ahead. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, you do smoke weed a lot.
You just took a hit.
Who did?
Well, I thought you just blew, this huge cloud
into
the
kidding.
Room.
I'm kidding.
This guy's out of his fucking mind. I mean, he really is. You come in 10 a.m. and the guy's stoned out of his mind, which, by the way, as long as it's not affecting his child, I'm happy because he's so much more pleasant.
Listening, lies.
He's so much more pleasant to be around. Look at Stock Tip. Is Kevin Connolly better high or not?
They're probably smoking together.
Would you rather Kevin Connolly on dope?
Dave is a waker and baker. By the way, everybody's going to get mad, but if you notice, I have to confiscate Dave's phone when we record sessions because of his addiction to Instagram.
Really?
He's not manning the board. He's got to fly the plane. You know, you gotta be on the knobs, and he's not. So
I also use it to research things during the episodes too. But that's why I brought the iPad so I can be more of a researcher.
Oh my God, you don't think he can get Instagram on his iPad?
Definitely, yeah.
This guy fooled you so easily.
Just
keep your eye on the ball for our number one show at Action Park Media. Action Park.
And answer your question, Doug. He is a lot nicer when he's
stoned.
Yes.
Yeah, you should. You know what you do, Dave?
The rest of the time.
Dave, you know what it's like? I remember when
get him in here sober.
I don't take Lexapro anymore, but I did that one year where I took Lexapro, and I remember I forgot to take it, and my daughter comes running out the door. She's like, Daddy! I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, Mom said you forgot your Lexapro. So I guess my ex-wife thought it was working. But anyway, Connolly is
you don't want him to go a day without that.
So is that an antidepressant?
It's an antidepressant, but Connolly's a gem. Stoned. He never gets mad. He sort of listens.
Gem? You're calling him a gem? That's weird.
Yeah, not like
a little weird.
No, listen, I'll play into the narrative because that's what you guys do here. You rewrite things. You guys give me a certain amount of agita, so I will take a hit of the vape pen. But Dave is a wake and baker. Dave's a wake and baker.
I blame the other guy. He's worse than me.
By the way, what does that sound
like? Yeah. No, he does it more.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't know how I give you agita. All I do is show up and deliver, which I'm doing right now because we got a big week. I got lots to talk about. YouTube channel. Everyone who's listening to this podcast,
is awesome. I do love you, bro.
We're doing 75,000 people now listening to the show. So 75,000 subscribers should be subscribed to Action Park Media YouTube page. All you got to do is go to YouTube, search Action Park Media. You'll get Victory. You'll get Ramble On. You'll get Connolly has a great new podcast that I just watched. Or is it a podcast or the video?
It's a video podcast.
It's very funny. I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be funny, but it's very funny.
Funny.
It feels like a stoner show.
It's of course. It must be a stoner show.
One of my new favorite people on the planet is Sean Avery. He's got a great podcast here too.
Good dude.
But he's also funny and he's got interesting thoughts, and he was very helpful because we're pitching Ramble On right now. Kevin Dillon, you just saw the trailer. What'd you think?
It's awesome, brother.
I mean,
awesome.
So we're gonna
good show, man.
It's
I saw the show as well. So
I know, but you know, first
but the trailer gives you a nice little pop. It brings a little excitement. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. So we got that. Then big news tomorrow. Is Dillon? He's coming, right?
Where?
Did you not tell him? I
mean, nobody tells me anything.
Chuck Sheen.
Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Chuck Sheen.
Does Dillon know this?
What? I know nothing.
He's doing the podcast tomorrow.
Hopefully.
So what the fuck am I doing in here today for? I could have came in tomorrow.
No, because this will be releasing now, but these guys are going to a pitch tomorrow, and when they come back, we're going to jump on a potty.
Okay.
Well, I guess if, so you're thinking what? If the pitch goes really bad, there is no podcast?
Just saying, I don't want to even put that out in the universe, because I know that it's not going to happen, but, you know, it is... It is mood dependent, I would think. No,
we will be here to do the podcast tomorrow. We have to promote also what I'm talking about. Live show, April 8th, Saturday, stand up live.
I gotta write
Phoenix.
That down. April 8th.
April 8th. Put that in your phone.
What is today?
What is today?
All right, I still got a little time. Right?
Still got a little time.
Dylan, can we get you here tomorrow around 12 o'clock?
No, dude, I'm trading, bro.
Trading, bro. And let me ask you.
I could come in around 2.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Hopefully, listen. Either way, it'll be fine.
I'd love to come in, but
I just know that it's a big day tomorrow. You guys got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys got a big day.
Yeah, I don't worry about my day. We need to promote this live show.
Oh, no, we're doing the podcast.
I know, they wanted a video, so we don't have a video of the four of us or the three of you because they don't need me. So, but anyway, whatever.
We'll figure
April
it out.
8th, Phoenix, please be there. It's important. Day trading, we're not going to talk a lot about it, but you walked in and said you quit. It was over. It's killing you, but you are still trading.
Quit. I'm going to do less of it. I'm not going to... You know what? You can't force your way in. You got to find the right moment. It's all about entrances.
All right,
you got to get out at the right time.
I want to
slow down with the.
Hopefully, you're not insulted by me bringing this up. But you told me the amount of money that's exchanged in this. Now you've
a lot
probably
of stress for that.
You've probably put 700 hours into this already. So, like, literally, you could have made
it's
more
been a rough
money.
Market, bro. It's been a rough market.
But you could have made more money work doing stock tips job once a week.
Give it on hand job for crack rock.
You better off giving out hand jobs.
So
I've given some back.
There are no times. You either have what you have or you don't.
Yeah, during a tough times, I'm up.
Well, Kev, you look tan and you got facial hair.
I've been playing a lot of golf.
You look healthy.
A lot of golf. My golf game's looking solid.
Yeah, I heard you played with my buddy, Jared Link. I'm going
to
find out.
I didn't get to play with him. He's a member at my club.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking to you. Anytime I run into any of you Doug's boys, I'm like, oh, we got to take a picture of us giving him the finger. So I'm always taking a picture of us going, fuck you, Doug.
I should make an album. I have a great coffee book album.
Yeah, you got
friends.
A bunch
create
of them,
Instagram
right?
Reel.
Yeah.
Create Instagram
reel. That'd be a good one, actually.
Finally, all of a sudden, those Instagram. So coming up on the podcast, I guess Kevin Dillon will not be with us, which sucks, but Charlie Sheen.
Right.
We are going to have a good one where we talk about all things Charlie Sheen and, the pitches, the Ramble On show, the live show.
That podcast could be anything, right? Anything could happen on that podcast.
Yeah. Anything.
I just hope you guys are, I just hope that everybody's in a good mood,
Yeah.
I mean.
Because they're coming back from their pitch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you come back from the pitch, it could be like
there might not be a
celebratory podcast.
I mean, honestly, so we have a bunch of pitches this week, so it's not the one and only pitch, but I've never.
Clearly, he didn't want us, Kev, in on these pitch meetings.
Right, we're real closers once we get in the room, huh, Dylan?
Well, every pitch offered me 10:30. I'm like, no, Kev can't be there because he's day trading.
Dude, you got it. It's got to be. Come on.
And Connelly's more of a catcher than a pitcher.
Did you see one review, by the way, who said how immature you guys are with your and now they're calling us, like whatever. Like that's really like past type humor. Like,
yeah, we are immature.
Yeah, but
grow up kind of stuff.
Do you remember that in Animal House?
People love it.
You're so immature as fuck immature or whatever it was. I remember. It's an Animal House.
People love it. Animal House holds up as well.
Animal House holds up very well.
Yes.
And you guys are immature. So
I mean it's fun.
The reason I want to talk about immaturity is because victory, the podcast news. I've spent a lot of hours, probably more hours in day trading, locking down Seaman retainer Adrian Grenier for this podcast.
Oh, my God. He's going to come in here and explode. It's going to be a mess.
Worse than Connelly's cloud of smoke flying all over this room is going to be Grenier's semen. I mean,
God.
Good Lord.
Oh, God. You went too far, Doug. Oh, my goodness.
So, Connelly.
If he's really been retaining his semen that long, it's not going to be pretty.
He'll be looking at Connelly like, wow, I never noticed how blue your eyes were, Connelly.
Oh, Dylan, you look great in facial hair. Let me unretain my semen.
But I want to talk
about retain it.
I want to talk about this because I just put Connelly up to one thing. I spoke to Adrian. I've worked every angle on this. Now it's up to you to lock them down. You've had private phone calls, textings now. So what happened?
Listen, I made the jump from the text. I said, we need to have a technical call.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to talk on the phone. And Grenier's got some tech to him. Okay. Yeah. So we jump on the phone and here's the play, Dylan. So the week of April 3rd, a date yet to be confirmed. We're waiting on Grenier's availability.
Thank God it's not April 1st. There would be no Grenier.
Right. Exactly. It'd be April Fool's
Day. Yeah, you guys, we were fucking with you.
Grenier's going to come in. Yeah. We are going to do a victory at the podcast right here at Action Park.
Nice.
We are then.
We will owe him one.
Then, no.
No.
Oh, we're going to owe him one that day. We will then load up and go to an exterior location in nature to film Adrian's podcast outside.
Interesting.
And then we're going to
go. You got a place in mind?
And then we're going to go to dinner.
Oh. By the way, there's no way Dylan is committing to all three
Dylan
of these
events. Like, yo, bro, you lost me at the company move.
I'll see you guys at dinner.
So we got to go out to nature. And here's
Griffith Park, maybe?
Let's
go play golf, man. That's nature.
Not that I didn't always know that Adrian was, but like I'm on the phone with him, and I'm like, he's dead serious, right? So
about what?
By nature.
Retaining semen, nature, like so, the whole thing. Like when he's saying like, you know, I really, you know, it's earth speed. We want to do it outside. And I'm like, yeah, man, this is the deal. He said straight up, I'll do your podcast. You guys do ours.
Fair deal.
Mine's got to be outside.
Okay.
I said, all right, I will facilitate 4 cameras.
Hey, by the way, what about the courtyard?
It's so funny.
But it's a great spot.
Doug said the exact same thing. How about the courtyard? No, we got to be in nature somewhere. Location.
He said
TBD.
In nature.
He wants to be outside with trees and shit, yeah.
There's trees in the courtyard.
Let's go to the zoo. We have lions and tigers.
So let me ask you a question this. So there's been a lot
By the way, and here's the other thing, too. Sorry, Doug, last thing I want to say about Grenier, the call. He was very...
You guys, you can see Doug's face right now. He keeps getting cut off by the oh, my God.
He's still the same. He's still the same Grenier. Like, we had some good laughs on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
He's great. He's the best.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, so everyone, I was just trying to explain to everybody that... We just haven't seen him a lot, but all of the games of people going, oh, he hates you guys. He doesn't hate us, and I will confront him on it in case he does and I don't know about it, and I will accept it. But one of the things you said he wants to talk about.
This is Dylan. You're going to appreciate
it. I find this funny. He wants to talk about.
No, okay. So, you know, obviously Jerry and I are new dads, you know, he's into that, right? It's the evolution. And it's to basically talk about like being grown ups. I'm like, Doug and Kevin have adult kids.
Wait. What do you mean he's into that? He doesn't have kids.
No,
so.
But he's like settled. But, you know, he wants to talk about us about growing up and that kind of stuff, which I understand that what he's saying when regards to Jerry and I.
Well, haven't grown up. We've just discussed how we haven't grown up.
Just saying, like, what's he going to talk to you guys about? You guys have... Wives and kids and all that.
Right? Yeah, I had a 25-year-old when we were doing Entourage.
One of the things I said is I always lived during Entourage, sadly. I lived like a grown-up. I was married with kids. I did my work, and I went home. I didn't party with you guys.
I did, too.
Yeah. Right. So I mean,
but it's just funny. Like, yeah, for me and Jerry, it's a conversation, but what's he going to talk to you guys about growing up? You're like, yeah, adult children. Right. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? It'll be fun. And it's a tit for tat. And by the way, who knows? Maybe
should we get Jeremy too? Because
I thought about trying to get Jerry, but what are we gonna bring in a satellite dish? How am I gonna get Jerry in nature?
Yeah.
Well, we could get Jerry for ours at least.
Well, how?
I think we would just want Zoom. Adrian. I think we gotta wanna really focus on Adrian.
Dial in Adrian. Like, yeah. Jerry on, you know, on a Zoom.
Too many guys, it becomes too much, you know. Let's
Dylan, will you do research or have notes?
No, baby bro, man. What are you talking about, Chief?
What's your thought going into that interview? Like when he grills you with some hard questions.
When Adrian grills me?
Not grills you, but when he talks to you about like real stuff. Are you ready to have a serious sit down?
He's the best, yeah.
I can't wait till they
about
fight.
Anything. There's nothing, you know.
I can't wait till they fight like the pilot.
That I couldn't answer.
Right, what's he going to say?
Yeah.
Do you remember the pilot? Okay, so Dylan just looks at Adrian and he says, Jets or Giants, bro. And Adrian goes, I'm not really a football guy. And Dylan walks away.
I know what you're going to say here.
Day one.
I don't recall this, but go on.
Day one, and Dylan goes, I don't know about you, but any guy who's not into football is not my kind of brother.
What do you mean you don't like football?
What? You don't like sports? He said sports, I think. And I said all sports? No, not really.
All sports.
What?
The other funny thing, and let's see if Adrian would remember this. I'm sure he does. But the first time Dylan and Adrian meet, Dylan walks, says to him, hits him with the good old, yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
And Grenier said to Dylan, never again.
That's the last time you're ever going to say that. I said, yo, Adrian. Right away afterwards. Of course I had to.
Okay, right. But, I mean, he's tempting you.
But to be clear, and I wasn't there, Adrian was joking. He wasn't. He wasn't. He was trying to pretend like
dude, it was the
I'll
first
beat
time
you up. But he was being
no,
funny.
Right?
I think maybe he didn't like that. He didn't like being called. You know, he's probably heard that a lot.
Right.
You know?
That would be like, yo, E.
So I probably shouldn't have said, yo, yeah.
Right.
I'm interested to hear his take because, you know, Connolly and I.
We talked about it. He goes, I don't remember that.
He probably doesn't. Yeah.
Because Connolly, I know I'm going a little senile. Was Dylan here when we talked about that potential? No, he wasn't, right? We had that the potential debate between me and Adrian.
When
I've never had a fight with Adrian in my life, never, except Connolly thinks I had one because Adrian said, I said, you don't know.
I will tell you exactly
about
what
hats
happened.
Or something.
I remember.
No, I know. You already told
me. No, I've remembered the specifics of it. So Doug and Adrian had a big, pretty big dust up on
we
set.
We didn't.
Because Adrian said, Adrian's like, why? Why do you want me to say that? Doug said, because it's funny. And Adrian said, no, it's not. And Doug said, well, you don't know anything about being funny. And he said, and you don't know anything about being good looking, is what he said to Doug. That's
so,
what happened.
And what I've said and will say again, that's not Adrian's personality. And I've never spoken to Adrian like that in my life. That's like how we talk to each other. Adrian, just so everyone knows in the group, Adrian has always been like a brother, but he's not a ball buster. He's a sweet, innocent guy than that.
The only time I remember you two kind of going at it was over the word TV, how he was saying TV instead of TV.
And you know, now Doug
hit the V harder.
And now Doug says it like Adrian. Somehow. TV.
TV. TV.
Maybe the worst argument on a set in the history.
You were with me 100%.
I would say they both makes total sense.
No, but I'll be honest. I was with Doug on that.
Yeah, you were.
I just
were adding fuel to the fire.
I'm not adding fuel to the fire, but you can say the line wrong.
Guys,
you know.
It's TV. It's not TV. I mean, it's two letters. It's television.
Mom, we're
going
to watch.
He was kind of going TV.
He was saying TEEVEE.
No, instead of TV.
Dylan. Yeah.
I say TV.
Right. Everyone says TV. TV.
You was saying VD.
He was saying TV.
Yeah.
Right? TV.
Yeah, no. And then Doug's like no, it's TV. And he's like, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
TV.
Like
TV.
It's Richie Rich.
No, you got to hit the T. Dude. You got to hit the T.
Okay. So anyway, though, Adrian's comment to me why it was so jarring is because it wasn't off of me attacking him. It was out of nowhere.
Him.
I was just like, it was about a hat or a shirt. And he was like, I don't know. I'm like, come on, Adrian. It was coming from, I believe, Lev, because Lev was much more into costumes. The only time I really got that involved was that green hat on the beach and the Busey and the beach hat, which it still drives me crazy. When I see that episode, I want to digitize that hat. Which
Grenier went rogue and put on a green hat without
any. With yellow.
I remember that.
On it. It was
like a trucker hat.
Yeah.
Green and yellow mesh.
I mean, it was the furthest.
Should have said like caterpillar or something.
Right.
It was just the furthest thing from a hat that a movie star would ever be wearing on the beach.
Especially with that hair. Oh. You need it in the wind.
Yeah. Let that flow,
flying in the wind.
Let and there was great
flow.
Wind
like
that
the
day.
Semen. Let the semen flow.
What about
Busey?
It
wants out.
Do we bring Busey to see Adrian?
Busey will never, ever, ever be in Action Park Studios again.
Is there anyone else who's banned from Action Park Media?
Just Busey, really. not even that he's banned. I just wouldn't have him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, it was weird.
We were
in the parking lot last week or 3 weeks ago, and randomly Dave Perkel, our cinematographer, calls us on FaceTime with Gary Busey. It was very strange, but.
Major pet peeve, bro. Yeah. I find it to be major pet peeve when somebody puts me on FaceTime without.
Yeah, I get that all
proper
time.
Warning, I'm sure.
Hey, say hi to my buddies.
So, all right.
You do, right? People are like, yo, bro, I hate to do this to you.
You know who does it the most? Dougie.
FaceTime?
Dougie's known for going, hey, FaceTime.
Hey.
I'll do anything
but you're
for
different.
Content.
You're different.
I do anything for content.
Yeah, we'll do anything for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Content guy.
All right, we'll come back from the break.
Victory the Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What's up, Victory listeners? Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the name Your Price Tool from Progressive. The name Your Price Tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the name Your Price Tool for yourself and join the over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pricing coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back, Victory the Podcast. And guys, it's a big week. I mean, you know, you guys are not coming to the meetings, not because you're not wanted or welcome.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to get the invites.
I just thought Charlie and I should go do it alone. They know me and you two have worked together for years. Yeah. I thought they should see Charlie, look him in the face,
yeah,
make sure he's happy, healthy, and committed to working. And also, I just mm-hmm. think, I think the, you know, Charlie doesn't go out a lot. So I think the idea of him walking into these studios.
We're party animals.
You know, you're always at Shelter. Connolly's still at Shelter every day.
I don't go out anymore.
Shelter exists anymore?
Oh, no, it's something else. What is it now?
He's not allowed out of the house.
No. Are you kidding me? I go to bed at 9:30. What are you talking about?
Hits the pen and goes to sleep.
It's dead. So, no, I guess, you know, so you're going in with these pitches.
But what, do you have, a game plan? Have you guys kind of sat down and storyboarded this thing out? Or
as insanely as it is that I do this, because I promise you, I would say less than 1% of showrunners would ever do this. But Connolly and I did a practice pitch for Connolly this morning.
Really? How'd he do, Kev?
It's great. I honestly, it's the first time I've ever seen that, so it was just pretty cool. I had not seen something like that before yet.
And you see the kind of work that goes, and again, I'm not.
Well, you're pitching you're pitching your greetings, but it's like, oh, hey, thanks for having me. So, well, you know, it's like a thing. You got to roll into
it. It's a script.
It's a 20-minute routine. You're performing a 20-minute skit.
You've written more scripts for the show to go on, so you have more to talk about.
He's got
that front.
Bible on.
But they must like the show, or you wouldn't even be in that room, right?
You know so what? Honest with you, I go into it, I really do. My attitude, and it's not just something negative, is like, okay, we got the head of CAA called them and said, take the meetings, whether you like it or not. He'll convince you. So that's how I go into it.
Doug's afraid it's a jerk off meeting. Remember that in Entourage? The jerk off meeting? You're like, he gave you the 10-15 meeting? It's jerk off meeting.
Yeah.
It's jerk off meeting.
Yeah, so that's not what I'm saying. I go into it, though. I need to sell them like they don't like it. I need to win them.
That's
over
the approach, right?
No matter what. Like, I can't go in there going, they love it. Oh, let me just sit on my ass. So I have worked, and it's why I say I don't want anything for this except for millions of dollars if the show actually goes.
Correct. You want lots of things.
But what I'm saying is we're now. I'm 13 or 14 months into this without not only not being paid anything, but also spending money and spending and spending. My point is, this is true entrepreneurship, and that's what every writer does in this business, actors as well. You have to put your belief in yourself and go do all the free things so that hopefully something pays off. And that's just what I'm doing. So, and like I said, I think you guys would be awesome to be there, but I think they're going to be focused on what is the show, and then I think Charlie Sheen walking into these studios, there'll be a buzz. I saw when Charlie was at my house, I saw, you know, how my you know, people who were there, it was just like, they all see you guys all the time. So I was like, Charlie Sheen, holy shit.
Are you guys going to play music in the car?
We're going to drive over together. So
just what do you get fired up?
What do you do? Like, do you put music to get fired up? Do you put light background music? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking
like Black Sabbath on the way in.
You're, you know, you're going rock out on
the
way
in. I'm thinking the Action Park Media Quick Shift podcast.
Just put on the Quick Shift as a little quiet.
You know, Avery's voice soothed me.
Eminence Front by The Who. Just walking in there. Ding, 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 ding.
You know what, Kevin? It's not a bad idea. What if I bring which are now back, your friend Brian, I don't know if Bump Box, he's still doing it, but I mean, I love those things.
Boxes,
they're like the old, what the hell?
Like the boombox.
Boombox.
Yeah.
Exactly. The old boombox. What if I walked into some of these meetings with a big boombox blasting Eminence Front? They would think I'm out of my mind. So Dylan, Connolly, we had a pitch this morning, and I come in today, and he fucking undresses me. He goes, that's how you dressed? You didn't. He goes, and you wear a hat? What are you, fucking 27 years old? So I don't
want him to look too hard like he's trying to be young and cool. You know what I mean?
So tomorrow I'm going to get hair done. Connolly wants me to get makeup done.
Hair done?
That? Yeah, I'm going to get
done your hair.
How many times can this guy possibly do his hair?
Well,
Jesus.
He said, you got the transplant from Dr. Ziering. Why not show it off?
Let it fly.
But I'm going to have Raisa come and blow it out, you know, whatever.
Doug's going to get a blowout? Disgusting. Ew.
You think I should do a little powder? Connolly wants me to put some powder on. I've powdered a couple of times.
I think you go in there, be yourself, man. I don't think you have to overdo that.
We're gonna get him that weed
hat.
We're gonna get him Johnny Drama's weed
Wear
hat.
Wear the victory hat.
No, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna make my hat look my head look as nice as possible.
You're going to get a nice coif going?
I'll get a little haircut. I'll shave. I'll do a one with the razor.
A little stubble there?
A little stubble, you know, but make sure there's no gray.
Right.
You know, because the reality is...
How are you going to do that? Are you going to one hair at a time and cut them out?
If I have to.
Are you and Charlie going to try to... I don't want to say you guys
coordinate outfits,
not match, but have some sort of synchronicity in your outfits.
I don't think so. I don't think Charlie wants to do it. You know,
he doesn't
want to
wear a suit. Charlie's not going to go in there in a suit. You guys should be like,
Charlie's going to go in there as Charlie.
You know, I offered to have a stylist dressed Charlie, which I don't know if I insulted him or not. And just so we're clear, Charlie has become one of my closest friends, and I absolutely love him. But I was like. And this was also on Connolly's fucking, like, he's in my head. He's like, you guys got to look good, this and that. And again, Charlie might have a $40 million wardrobe in his house. I don't have an idea. But I was like, hey, Charlie, if you want, I could send over a stylist. And I don't know if I insulted him. Would you be insulted if I said that to you?
No, you have sent me stylists before. You totally have. Natalie's been our stylist.
Please do not dress yourself in this event, Kevin. I will be sending somebody over.
Hey, man, I'm wearing Levi's and...
Yeah. You are wearing Scott Lerner's shirt from... It's so crazy.
Aviator.
That is 20
Dude,
years
it's
old,
so
that
thin,
t-shirt.
It's got like holes in it.
Yeah, I can see your nipples. It's horrible.
You like that?
Don't let Grenier see those.
Why are you looking at him, dude?
We are.
By the way, it is kind
why he's staring at me.
For whatever reason, it makes me laugh.
I want to make sure, though, that if anyone who's... any of the potential buyers are listening to this, the show... And for Entourage fans, I promise you will think it's funny and it is not soft and it's not PC. But it is not immature and it is not...
It should be a little bit.
These guys are grown up. They'll always be a little bit...
Can we please make it a little immature? And I want it to be a sexy show, too, and not, you know...
Yeah, there's nothing sexier than a 55-year-old.
You're sick, dude.
I say that's the thing that you got to realize. You got to become self-aware of yourself. It's like, we have a friend who does stand-up. He's 55. He talks about making out with 23-year-olds. I don't think people think it's sexy. I think they find it absolutely disgusting.
Damn,
I don't
speaking
know.
Of which, you know what Doug did to me the other day? I finally figured it out. Every once in a while, I'll call Doug... And I hear water, right? So I'm initially thinking, he's washing his hands.
He's peeing.
Is he peeing?
He's peeing.
And, you know, Doug, of course, has like some big go-fuck-yourself giant walk-around shower. I'm thinking, he wouldn't talk to me in the shower.
He might not
right?
even be peeing. He might be dropping a deuce, bro.
I never answer the phone, go to the bathroom.
Doug is in the shower, and he answers, and he's talking to me naked on his iPhone watch.
How do you know I'm naked?
You shower with clothes on?
I'm not saying that. Wasn't the visual that was
just you're in the shower, like, washing your hair, and you're like, oh, let me take this. It's Connolly. Hey.
You didn't have to visualize it, Kev. You did that all by yourself.
I said, Doug, you bring your phone into the shower? He said, no, it's my Apple Watch. So he answers his Apple Watch in the shower.
It's none of your business what he's doing on the other end.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You
got to
stop using your imagination.
By the way, it's a nice soothing sound. That's what I go to sleep to, the sound of rain. So that's what you got. But I answer the phone on the shower. And honestly, when I see...
In the shower, like, just call me back, bro.
I've seen... First of all, I want you to be self-aware right now and be honest, okay?
Sure.
You and one crazy ex I have had the same fucking habit. If you call me, first of all, I'll always pick up your call if I'm not on a call. But if Connolly calls and I don't answer it, the phone rings 37 seconds later.
Live in the hill, and I think maybe the first one didn't go
through
or something.
No, it went through. When you hear my daughter saying, my daddy's not available right now, it went through, and I will call you back. So,
I think you should change that message.
So
he usually doesn't even answer my calls. He did the other day, though, I have to say.
Dylan, and this is a true story, Kev, I can prove it. Kevin, you know, back when we first exchanged numbers, we all had landlines. I mean, I still have a landline. Dylan calls... my landline. And he thinks he's calling.
Phone.
Well, I finally had to take it out of your phone, but Dylan be like, dude, I called you. I'm like, Dylan, I'm standing right here. Look,
what are you doing in my phone, bro?
Yeah, Dylan would call the landline for years, like, bro, you gotta, like, wherever we were, we're in like a different place.
Dylan was doing that to me for years, calling my fax machine and going, why don't you call me back? I'm like, do you hear the beeping? Well, I always answer.
So what were you doing with my phone? Like, you took my phone? Like, you took Dave's phone? What's going on?
I had to take my home number out of your phone. It was crazy.
Well, I always answer both of your calls when I see it. And if I'm in the shower and the watch rings, I pick it up.
I'm not calling a chat, right?
I mean, it's
not going to be more than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I got something to say.
What did you have to say when you called him?
I think that's what bothers Kevin.
What did you have to say when you called him?
Sometimes. Because there's, you know, a little back and forth. Sometimes it's easier than texting over and over again.
Right.
What did you have to say to him when you called him?
I just wanted to see what he was wearing.
What were we talking about yesterday? We had a call.
I was just finding out if we still had a podcast. It had been a long time. You were stuck in the desert. I thought maybe you had died of thirst.
I got
seeing mirages in the desert.
I got hit with a pretty bad flu bug over the weekend, so I was laid out.
The old Irish flu, huh, Connolly?
I wish.
You had a real flu, huh?
Oh, God,
are you guys going to be able to make it to April 8th, Saturday?
Yes,
Phoenix, stand up live, I mean, or what?
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. All right. By the way, he's like, "What day is that again?"
Keep the facial hair. I'm sending a stylist.
Come around my way.
No. We're gonna be ready to go, and it's gonna be fun. April 8th.
Charlie Sheen. He's doing meet and greets. So buy your tickets. Buy your VIP tickets. And yes.
By the way, we'll probably play the Ramble on trailer.
Ooh,
at the live
that's
show.
Good call.
There's a very good chance we will.
Yeah, and you'll get a look at the new show.
A sneak peek.
And I will also say, I want you to encourage Kevin Dillon, because the fact of the matter is, let's be honest. I love doing this podcast. This has never been a money-making venture. The live shows, we can make some money, which all of us could enjoy.
We like.
Yeah, yes. we like a little bit of money.
The money would be great.
I think if we can just get one under our belt and we see how easy
it is. What I was thinking the other day, I called Doug and I was like, forget about this podcast, the live podcast. Let's do a Entourage, the Broadway show. Fucking right up on Broadway.
That's insane.
People would go see it.
And you would have to do 8 shows a week.
Off Broadway.
In front of an audience.
Yeah.
That's a lot, bro.
You would have to do it too.
I understand that. You want to talk about work?
Do you know what it takes?
Right. I mean, that's acting, man.
Do you know what it takes to get a Broadway show off the ground? It's already taken a year on this show that we actually
have filmed. I was thinking a little off-Broadway, to be honest.
we're like a ton on that. I was thinking like Long Island.
Off.
Like Syosset.
Westchester.
The Emlyn Theater in Mamaroneck.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big money play, but I'll tell you, the fact that you brought that up, I mean, you guys know I did not want to do the Entourage movie. Not because I didn't want to do it again. I just was like, God, how are we going to come up with anything else for the show? I just was reluctant. And it was my big sit down with Mark, who said, we're going to do cartoons. We're going to do Broadway shows. We're going to do whatever we want. So
yeah, it no just Johnny Bananas. We had a lot of talk about Johnny Bananas.
Nothing happened. The movie bombed, and that was the end of it. You know, so all our Entourage fans, and
it
we appreciate bomb, all you.
It didn't totally bomb.
Here's the other thing, Ken. Did you know that Entourage, and you'll be good to, Doug Dillon will be good to dig in on this. True TV is now airing Entourage. You know that, right? Syndicated.
I don't know what True TV
is. It's like Channel 246. Like there were a bunch of NCAA, but Entourage starts, I think, today.
I did see that
on True
HBO
TV.
Is running Entourage all over
It's running
all over
on
again.
Television.
Really?
It's running on television. Kevin, so does that mean Kevin. We get money?
It's got to be residuals.
It's got to be.
On television.
It's on television.
First run should be first run residual.
First run should be first run residuals.
It's so funny because
dude, that would be great.
Dylan,
how do we dig into this, bro? No, by the way,
I'll
no one called us.
Let's call Tom.
I'll dig in. But Dylan, I'm pitching your character just so you know, because it's so funny that you say that. HBO now it's always on. Like, you can turn on HBO at any time, 24/7, and play Entourage. Now, how we get paid for that, I don't understand, and that's why this
is going to be you could get it on demand.
No, but even HBO Max, play it. So, my point
100
is...
100 times in a row, if you want.
Yeah, my point is I don't know how we get paid for that.
200.
That's why there's going to be a writer's strike. But the character of Kevin Dillon, as I pitch in the thing, I said, which this is not making fun of you, because I think you're funny.
Here it comes.
No, you're an innocent guy. You're like a relic from the past.
He's a throwback.
He's almost
throwback.
Like that Peter Berg
movie. He's like a
movie.
Fucking dinosaur.
Do you remember the Peter Berg movie? I think they got frozen and then they come back 20 years later.
Encino? Like, Encino?
No, but it's
Encino. So, you're saying Dylan's an Encino man?
Encino man?
A little bit. Like Dylan didn't start emailing till years after other people.
Email's
no,
not the
I
best.
Didn't.
Email
I
is
just,
not the best one.
I didn't want to. I don't like...
I think it's great.
I was a holdout with the cell phone thing.
You
like hard copies of the script.
Yeah. I mean, he just...
I like pages so I can write notes
on. He's very
on.
Old school, and I think that's great. That's why he's a happy guy. That's why he shouldn't be day trading, because you really need to know technology.
That's stress. The stress is... I've gotten good with it.
Yeah, you seem great.
Dude, this is a bunch of 4th of Julys ago, and Kevin and I went to this party, and Kevin... And thank God the party was right near Dylan's house, but Dylan left his cell phone at the party. And the guy called me the next day and said, I think Dylan left a cell phone. I called Dylan's landline, and he's like, yeah, you know what? I haven't seen that thing around. And I was thinking,
hold on, let me check. Because I thought it was still around here somewhere.
That's awesome.
That's what I was saying. I had that moment. I was like a little bit jealous. I was like, wow. He didn't even think about his cell phone for at least 14 hours.
He's much smarter than us. I'm serious.
I'll turn that thing off for a week.
And what do you do? Like, I mean, how
he
do
just doesn't
want to
be a prisoner of technology.
I just don't always want to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you find people when it's down? And
well,
I know
I'll talk to them when I want to talk to them.
You'll call them.
I'll call them. Right.
Well, also what Dylan is saying is like, yeah, I'm not somebody that's blowing you up all the time.
Yeah.
When I am calling, I am calling for a reason. I'm
going to
make it short. I'm going to make it short, but I don't call a lot. So when I call, answer the fucking phone.
Because I didn't do the last podcast, so it had been a couple weeks.
Yeah. It is special when Dylan calls. When his face pops up on my phone, I'm like, whoa. I actually worry.
You go, uh-oh, he's in jail. No, he's in trouble.
There's something where you're like, no, Kev, by the way, it's a great reputation to have. He's got something to say.
Yeah.
He's not called to be like, yo, are you watching this game?
What are you doing, man?
Yo, Connolly, the Islanders, Connolly, the Islanders are on fire right now.
Hey, man, let's play some pickleball.
We should play some pickleball.
I do want to play.
Although I can't talk about it. They don't want us to. They don't want to hear about pickleball and stocks anymore. But I'm bummed that you're not going to be here with Charlie
tomorrow. They don't want to hear about stocks.
No. This is feedback, bro.
Yeah, you got to listen to the audience.
No tip for you then.
Yeah, exactly. Don't ask him about bank stocks. Don't ask him about. They don't like pickleball and they don't like bank stocks.
But I'm bummed he's not going to be here for Charlie Sheen. I think that's a missed opportunity for the Victory the Podcast and the Action Park Media teams.
So, you know, I got to tell you.
I don't know why you didn't.
I got to just tell you. I really, really, really hope this fucking goes well tomorrow, man. I know
you
it is.
A lot what are you pressuring him for?
I'm not pressuring him.
I don't feel pressured.
By the way, it's not. I'm not pressuring him. He knows. This is my thing.
Of course we all hope
this is
that,
my thing. But I'm, it's gonna. But I'm
I just know that
I
Doug
know,
is good in this situation.
I know. By the way, honestly, dude, and I'm not just saying this, Doug, like, for what this is and what's going to happen with these pitches, like, couple men on base, if I had to call a guy out of the dugout to fucking knock one into the gap, I'll fucking call.
You're
Doug
not bringing the
time.
Lefty in. You're gonna. Bring
I would bring Doug in.
Look, there's no arrogance about it. I know how to pitch a television show. They have to like. Yeah. They have to like the words, not the performance.
Right.
And I believe this is a great, relevant show. By the way, I need to keep reiterating that I'm 1,000,000% sure of it. But remember, everybody, Entourage slipped on the air in such an unlikely way. If it was not for Chris Albrecht, nobody at that studio would have put the show on the air, and it would have been dead forever. And it happens all the time. Seinfeld was almost never ordered, then almost canceled after 6 episodes.
Doug, we talked about this a little on Ramble On, but for the Victory audience, you know, what Doug is saying also is, like, when you go in, Kevin, if you and I go in and, hey, we're going to pitch a show about blah, 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 they could buy the pitch in the room, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give these guys $100,000, option their idea. Let's see a rough draft. So you can pull that trigger on that kind of money in the room. But Doug is going in and saying, like, all that's done, and we need the big, you know, we need the, right? So there's a difference. Does it change the pitch?
It changed the pitch because I have to really show them that I know every single thing about this show and there's nothing to leave to chance,
right?
Even though things would ultimately change anyway. But you're dealing with personalities now. There's guys that exist. Have they ever had a run-in with any of you guys? Do they like your previous work?
Probably Connolly.
Dylan ever throw somebody around in a bar in Malibu? Works.
You know what I'm saying?
Works at the streamers.
Because I could have walked in, for instance, and said, I want to do a show called Ramble On. Kevin Connolly, Kevin Dillon, Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, and they could say, I don't like Dylan, or I don't like Sheen, or I don't like this.
It's possible they would say
they
I don't like
Dylan. They
would
never say that.
I don't think they'll say they don't like any of you, but again, it's totally possible. I even said to Connolly on Ramble On, they could love the pilot and say, you know what, we want to make it a certain this. We'd like to replace Doug. And I would have to go, obviously someone would have to pay me something, but I'd have to go, do I want to shut this entire show down when all of these people, I mean, we have no less than 40 people from Entourage working on this show. And I put a lot of pressure on myself because I want everyone to have a job. Aside from the fact that I want to make a great show, I want everyone to work. You know, it's important to me.
I do have to say this, though, Doug. The fact that you're getting meetings, they have to like it. There's no way they're going to waste their time.
They're not doing the jerk-off meeting.
They're not doing a jerk-off meeting. They're not wasting their time if they don't like it. Yeah, if they saw something and they already know the answer, why would they take the meeting?
Well, I don't think they know, like, but the question is, are they 50%, 75%? Either way, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, that could be it.
I have to pretend.
But they do like it, or you wouldn't be in that room.
I have to pretend they know nothing about it. Yeah. I'm going to go in there as if
They're lucky to have us.
Yeah, I won't have that attitude.
That's the attitude.
I won't have that attitude.
Hey, look, if you want us, play your cards right.
Yeah. Right, but you're saying, like, you can get into the weeds on whether they're 50-50. you're going in like they're 0% and they need to be sold top to bottom.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree with your stance on that. But, yeah, I do think that they must like it to have you in the room.
Because my personal opinion, Kevin, is, and I'm not wrong, every one of these places would be lucky to have us. But that being said, they may not know that yet, and I have to convince them without being an arrogant asshole, which, you know, besides from that one jerk off who keeps commenting on Apple Podcasts about us, which please keep giving the good reviews. We like them. But,
5 stars.
But I'm not an arrogant asshole, and I come in there, and I'm very humble, and I'm very clear that I am asking people to put a lot of faith in me and you guys and give us a lot of money. But
you're a proven commodity, and so are we. So there's something to be said for that.
The point is that we're not in there asking for a holding deal. Yeah. You know, it's a different sale. It's the process will be different because of the ask.
Yeah, yes. And you also got to know.
Probably you're not going to get anything in the room. You're probably going to, all right, well, thank you for coming in.
Let us kick this around. Then they start thinking, what can we do this for? How much is, you know?
Yeah. The best pitches are when you get it in the room. There's 0% chance we could get this in the room.
Of course.
Unless they said, you know what? If we can make this on the right budget, that's the only way we can get a yes in the room.
That would be the best news you could walk out with.
Yeah, but they have to, God willing, love what comes out of my mouth and Charlie's mouth and then go, okay, what are we willing to spend on this or not? So hopefully that's the case. I know we have a really good pitch. You know, Kevin knows I ran it by one of our favorite people, Jim Miller, who wrote the HBO book, Tinderbox, that you should all read, who wrote
CAA, ESPN,
and is just a really...
He's a smart dude.
And I think he ran Norman Lear's company once upon a time. Norman Lear, one of the greatest TV producers of all time, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, and 40 other things.
Amazing.
So, I ran my pitch by him, and I've grinded to work really hard at this, and you know now I'll deliver the way I deliver, and they'll either buy it or they won't.
Yeah. Listen, like I said, if you think about it, baseball terms, every at bat is arbitrary.
Yeah,
but if you see a pitch to hit,
yeah.
If they're going to throw you a pitch, you know, I think you look for fastball down the middle.
Am I Barry Bonds on steroids or what?
I mean, it's just like...
Doug, just lay down a button. Just get on base, man. Whatever it takes, bro.
Be a team guy.
Get hit by a pitch. Whatever.
Be a team guy. Lay one down the third baseline and hustle down to first base.
I think if you just lean into a pitch, maybe you get hit.
Dave is like smiling. He's got
Walking into the meeting with the closer, Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn.
That's exactly right.
Dave and Buddy, good bit. I like it. And you got
he did it without his phone.
And by the way, I will give one part of my pitch away because forgetting all of us, we are friends for years. You guys are both Golden Globe and Emmy nominated actors. Connelly won an Emmy for directing, but still, I look at you guys for whatever reason as my friends more than a commodity. Charlie Sheen was, and I say this in the pitch, was one of the stars of my youth and my love of film. This is Bud Fox. This is Ricky Vaughn. This is Charlie Harper. And I do believe that, I swear to you, I believe that we are extremely fortunate to have him. And the way that this show came about at a time when things aren't great for Charlie is the reason we were able to get him to do this. And I think it works in all of our favors, but...
You probably don't get him on the phone now.
But tomorrow, after we sell. But like I say in the pitch, like Travolta before Pulp Fiction and Brendan Fraser before The Whale and Mickey Rourke before The Wrestler, Charlie Sheen's going to be a major fucking star again. The question is it going to be with this show?
And he's great in this show. Absolutely. In this pilot. He's awesome.
And by the way, he's going to be so much better because
he's
this pilot... He's
going to get another shot.
This pilot is like an reintroduction to Charlie. When we get going with this show, it's going to be five. We've got five leads in the show, but, you know, it's going to be it's going to be awesome. So we got to
just give me a little advance so I could start hitting the gym again.
I'm giving you advance.
Needs
get going.
4 days notice so I can go do a couple of chest exercises. He's the luckiest guy in the whole world. He gets jacked starting on Monday, and by Friday, he's like walking around like a meathead on Long Island.
But what does he do?
Muscle memory.
He just goes in.
I do creatine. Yeah.
He takes creatine and he just goes in and does heavy chest sets.
Is creatine
I just do
healthy?
Chest and shoulders. I do all the movie muscles.
Is creatine
curls
healthy?
For the girls.
On camera muscles. Curls for the girls.
For the girls, little tricep.
Is creatine healthy?
You know what? I've never heard anyone say anything.
You know what?
Really
it's one of the lesser of the evils.
It's a protein.
Well, it's a banned substance.
Is it still banned?
Well, I don't think you can be on creatine in sports. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
not bad for you.
But it's probably not banned in pickleball yet. Sorry, I said the word.
It's like an amino acid. It's basically protein.
Can you imagine Doug walking in here? That's the last thing.
Doug all jacked up.
No, we don't.
Oh, he'd be throwing dudes around.
I wish I could get jacked up for the meetings the rest of the week now because I'm going
to
do my hair.
Dude, if you were Dylan, you'd be able to go out and in 2 days get a pump going. It's crazy. Guy's been doing it for
unbelievable. So, all right, well. We're going to be That's back. It. We're going to have Charlie Sheen. Maybe we turn Charlie this to Sheen, one episode, no?
Charlie Sheen, and then we're also going to start bringing on our festival winners and our honorable mentions. And
we're also going to recap more episodes. People are
And
like,
we're going to recap
didn't
episodes.
Didn't we do a lot of episodes in
we
a
did.
Row?
We did. We did a good stretch. We did
Got
a good
some
stretch.
Some people like, all right, shut up. All right, we're not. We didn't talk. We talked very little pickleball, very little
Zero
stocks.
Zero pickleball, a couple stocks.
No more stock tips for you guys.
More of a lifestyle change for Dylan. He's feeling the heat in the market. That's it. Other than that, we're just catching up.
By the way, this hair thing is definitely part of him sitting at that desk. Just wait a month from now.
I was saying, Dylan, but I think you look great, dude. And I know I'm not in a weird way. Stop looking at me like that. But you got some color in your face. You got a beard. You look good, bro.
Played golf 3 days in a row.
Nice.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Do you look good on the golf course or what?
Do I look good?
Like the swing.
Well, I want to make it. Yeah, my swing's looking good. I was monkeying around for a while. I got my old swing back. I kind of changed it, and I went back to my old ways. And I'm starting to score again.
If you get on the course, Connolly, Ferrara, are you giving strokes to anybody?
Yeah, I'd have to give these guys strokes.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Of course. Yeah. By the way,
Jerry would say that?
Yeah. No, and listen, it's almost unfair.
Yeah, I'm better
again,
than these guys.
People also don't like when we talk about golf. We'll make this quick. But
what?
Almost to the point where—
I never heard that.
Oh, really? Okay. Almost to the point where, like, it almost works against Dylan, like, right? Because— Dylan's handicap.
I got to give these guys cookies on every hole.
Right. So, but Dylan's handicap is when he's playing. But, your handicap jumps a little bit, right, when you haven't played in a while. So you're stuck to a number that maybe isn't always.
I was a 7 at one stage, and I'm not.
Right.
Anymore.
So now you have to play at a 7.
I'm like a 12.
Right. You have to play at a 7. But he still gives. I'm a 16.7 right now.
Yeah, so I'd still give you a couple aside, you know.
Connolly, but by the way, I will say, Jerry beat me up on at Mountain Gate.
He did?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
He did. I mean, I came around in the
he
back.
He played well that day.
Came around in the back, but Jerry, you know, Mountain gets tricky. It's a hilly course. Ferrara came out there. It's full of piss and vinegar. Lots of confidence.
Yeah.
Were you stoned?
He tore Mountain Gate up pretty good.
Were you high?
No, I don't.
I was there, right? That's when we all went out.
Yeah. Golf course rules, you see how the round's going. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like if by third or fourth hole, I got a round going.
If nothing's good is happening, you might smoke on the back nine.
Crack a beer, White Claw, whatever it is. But I wait to see how the round's going first before I alter.
All right. Well, I'm excited to get back out there. By the way, there may be a writer's strike. That'd be our worst thing. We sell the show and all of a sudden the town shuts down.
Writers again?
Fucking dude.
Yeah, but that's when. But you know what? By the way, you see Dylan, he goes, fuck the writers.
Fucking writers, man. But I'm going to write. Let's write this ourselves,
Kev. There's some validity. To like,
of course, there's validity.
The actors need to strike too.
No, I'm serious. It's validity for all of us. No one even called me about True TV. So
that's crazy.
I don't even want to get into it. You know,
DM'd Doug and I. Like,
maybe HBO will buy this show.
But would they? You know, who would call you?
They would call my people.
Your representatives?
No, I don't have any representatives
That's
right now,
saying.
But they would find
call?
Them.
Okay, and say,
call
hey,
Dylan.
Just
and he
a
hopefully
heads
would pick up the phone, you know?
Some guy on Instagram told me that the show was coming
That's
out
how
on
I found
today.
Out, too.
It's like insane.
And I honestly, I'm being very serious. If they told me I was going to get millions of dollars, it wouldn't shock me. And if they told me I was going to get 99 cents, it wouldn't. I don't have a clue this means.
I guess it's going to probably be closer to 99 cents.
I went on the DirecTV guide. And I scrolled through a couple days ago, and there it is, bro. Season 1, episode 1 starts the 30th. I don't know probably tomorrow. 3:30.
Well, if you are watching,
you get that tiny little residual, you know,
well,
those
that's what I'm saying.
98 cent
but
checks.
Kev, no, bro, because when it's first run,
I know,
on
but it's
it,
not first run like a
yeah,
network.
But if it was re syndicated by a different network, there should be a little hint.
Connolly's already spending his money.
Maybe.
What'd there you look at, Connolly, after you heard that? What'd you look at? Cars, houses?
Well, just
do?
Saying, there's got to be
if
a
we
little,
get that small check, you know, you can take that residual check. We could go to that place called Residuals.
Residuals.
In Burbank.
And
they'll give you a free drink if you got a check that's under a residual check that's under a dollar, and you get those all the time. They come in all the time
for people
they
listening.
Put them up on the wall, you get a free drink.
For people listening, It's a great, great story that Dylan's telling here. You get ridiculous residual checks for things that you did when you were a kid.
Yeah, tiny
and it might
little.
Be 4 cents, 7 cents.
I've
so
never
you
seen
can
one that
go
low.
Into. Oh, yeah, bro. I've seen them. I've seen them in the cents. And then you go to residuals and you give it to the bartender and you get a free drink.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's been there for
Are they
30
still
years.
There? I
yeah.
mean, I don't.
Yep. Yeah. Residuals. That's
you know what? If we get one of those shitty checks, let's all go together. Have a drink. Get yeah. Jerry.
By the way, if
get
the true
Adrian,
TV check our... only gets me a drink at fucking residuals, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Throw that drink in someone's face.
Why don't we do the outdoor podcast outside residuals with Adrian Grenier?
That's not natured, bro.
He's not going to go for the courtyard. We got to figure it out, bro.
How do you know he won't go for the courtyard?
You know, he got into golf for a while, too. Maybe we could get him on the golf course.
Oh, he had a beautiful swing. Man.
Did he? No
butter,
good.
Butter,
no bueno?
Nah.
Was it bad?
Colin, why do you think he won't go for the courtyard? Did he say he wants to be like in a park?
I got a Grenier right here. He texts both of us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I didn't get the text. Look at this.
This is real time.
Back to back. Victory, Earth Speed, then have dinner. I'm going to tell him right now. Great. Ooh, Wednesday the 5th. Can we do that? Is that a good day for you?
Where are we dining?
You know what?
Craig's. We're going to go to Craig's, right?
Doug, can we shoot in your backyard?
Of course we can shoot in my backyard.
Is that considered nature?
Not really.
I mean, I have a hill. I've seen coyotes. There. I've seen.
It's got a lot of fake grass back there.
Yeah. By the way, God,
you got fake grass. Though.
By the way, can you imagine?
No, but he would like that.
He's going to give you a hard time about that.
No, it's you don't have to water it. Saving water.
I wonder it's like giving up oxygen.
What's
man?
His stance?
I wonder what's better. Can you imagine we're about this
on well, Earth Speed?
By the way, this is a great. How long you keep it?
This is a great episode. Imagine we're in the middle of doing it, and Grenier goes, "Wait, is this grass?
We can't shoot on turf."
He quits. He walks out of my house. I don't know.
Hey, we all drive electric. We all drive.
I don't know if that's good anymore.
Of course it's good.
Of course it is.
Bro, what are you kidding me?
Yo, Grenier, you're looking at guys.
They can't recycle the batteries. The electricity charges the car. I'm telling you, it's not as good as they said 6 months ago.
They can recycle the batteries.
They cannot.
Yes, they can.
They cannot.
Yes, they're working on it, and they got it.
Dylan, they got little slave children picking out metals for these fucking batteries, okay? I'm serious.
Christ on
it. It's better than the alternative.
We will ask Grenier. You know what Grenier will say?
I'm curious with Grenier. Will Grenier
retain your gas and your electricity.
And your sperm.
Will Grenier be, we can't shoot on AstroTurf? He might. I'm going to ask.
Shoot on AstroTurf.
I'm not playing games. I got
turf toe shooting that episode.
I'm going to be ready for everything.
But I have to
Grenier.
Finish
it's
this.
It's going to be April seamless. 5th. I'm going to sign Grenier to Action Park Media after this.
My friends of 20 years, April 5th. Do you know what is right there?
Your birthday is April 6th.
My birthday is April 6th. Really? One of the best nights of my life shooting at the U2 concert.
Yeah.
One of the worst days of my life when Dylan compound fractured his arm.
Do you remember how many years ago that was? What would it have been?
God, it's got to be 2005.
It was season 3.
U2 is 3 or 2?
No, when Dylan broke his hand during the threesome episode.
Yeah. U2 season 2, so that would be 2004 or 5. And then the following year after that. So we're talking like, oh my God, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Conley calls me up. It's my birthday. We just shot a great scene. I'm having the day of my life. Conley calls me up and goes, it's over, bro. I'm like, what's over?
And now it's done.
And there's nothing we could do about it.
He's done for the year. He's done for, I don't know, 2 months. I threw out a number.
I was more worried about Conley than anyone. I had my hand in I got the broken arm, and he's running into the house. You turn green.
Dude, that's happened to me very few times, but I just was way too close to see it, hear it. Yeah. And like I had pants. I saw your arm twist, and then I saw the look of utter anguish on your face.
I went to the hospital.
I was nauseous.
And I got tears because Dylan was like, I don't remember if you were screaming or what. And maybe I was, because, you know, that guy likes to call me a narcissist. Maybe it was about me. I had tears in my eyes at that hospital because you looked like you were permanently destroyed. I'd never seen a compound.
Well, when I was sitting in that emergency room, it was the pain. For a while there, you were like in shock looking at it. It was so ugly. Oh. And the pain had kicked in. It was unbearable at this stage.
I had never seen a compound.
Everyone in that room right there in the emergency room was like, "Let him in, please, let him in."
Yo, Dylan
is so ugly.
Dylan is sitting in the van, and the guy jumps out of the van and then goes to run around to let Dylan out, and he doesn't put the car in park. So
Doug,
Dylan,
it's at Cedar Sinai.
Dylan
it's on
was
a hill.
Unfolding.
You know, you have to go up the emergency room. You go up the hill. He goes to run around. Now this thing's not just rolling a little bit; it's rolling downhill, and it's going to go really fast. I had to lean over, you know,
with
my left
floppy
arm that's
arm.
Broken with my good arm and get my foot on the brake.
What did he
Poor driver. He was just
he was just He was trying to get there so quick,
and he was had a look at my hand that was up in the air. I mean, it's just
when he woke up that morning, that he did not know what that day was. What he had in store for him that day, rushed Kevin Dillon to the emergency room with his arm.
How about the set medic? Oh my God, the set medic almost passed out.
That's unreal. Well, it gives me to wrap this up, a final transition, because I didn't think about it, because I was thinking, like, when have I seen? I don't think I've ever seen a live compound fracture except then, but I think there were in Platoon, but. Eric Bailey on Instagram wanted me to ask you a question. I thought it was a good one.
But interesting.
He was just rewatching Platoon, one of his favorite all-time movies, and was wondering if you could ask Kevin what he was gun-butting in the village scene to make it sound and look so realistic.
What were you actually hitting off?
I was hitting a sandbag. But they had a shotgun that was made of, like, a rubber, you know, kind of a – and they were trying to hit him closer, you know, get it as close as you can.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't get any closer than that.
Right.
And then, you know, they were like, closer. I ended up nipping them one time, and that's the one they used. And I was like, oh, fuck, you happy now? Like, you made me hit this guy.
Who, and it's just like, an extra.
That's great. What they wanted.
So they had the guy there, and next to his head was a sandbag, and you were hitting the sandbag, and it was supposed to be like you were hitting the guy's head?
Yes, but when we did coverage of him.
Right.
Of me hitting him, and they're like,
and then you clipped him, and you're like, "Great guys,
a little
thanks.
Bit." I mean, it was a soft rubber piece, and I barely.
But he's just an extra.
Yeah, he.
Oh, can you imagine?
He didn't even know what was going on. Didn't speak any
English.
Extra
in Vietnam, the poor guy.
He's blind in one eye.
Jesus.
Me and Charlie ended up paying to have his cataract. Mostly Charlie, who had more cash than I. But we gave our.
Isn't this an entourage? Wasn't that moment? He goes, "With me and Charlie, split it." Well. Most
well, it was more Charlie than me.
I'd say I think Charlie covered probably 80%
of it. He was
it.
The lead on the show. I mean, I was giving up my per diem for crying out loud. But we did help the guy out with his operation, so we got his eyes fixed.
That's an awesome story.
That's really great.
Yeah. So, Eric Bailey, hopefully you're still listening to the podcast, and we didn't lose you with pickleball and pot.
I don't like
stock
my stock tips.
Tips but anyway,
all right, well, listen,
if you haven't seen Platoon,
just
check it out. And
in closing, I think Dave, this is Dave and I work on a project together. Dave, 8,000, we crossed over 8,000 YouTube subscribers. We got to get to 10 so I could have my head held remotely high.
Is there any
reason? We need 2,000 subscribers.
Is there any reason you won't put it on your main page of Instagram and give us a good piece of content and say, follow our YouTube page?
Well, I'm going to follow.
You follow. Thank you.
I'll do
okay,
that.
Okay, 8,001.
Follow myself.
I think when we came in here, we were at like 8,005 or 6. But we got to get to 10,000.